Hello, Bessa Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Hello, Terry. It's Vicky Bush speaking. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thanks. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Good. Hey, I spoke to Mike and I won't do the September, the 22nd, but
no,
if that,
that's all right.
I think if the 17th of November is still available.
Yes, all right. That's fine. And I've got your quote here too. Just the phone stopped ringing for me to send it through to you.
That's okay.
So,
that's okay.
So, I'll get back to you. Now, November, what date did we say in November?
I think it was either the, I can't remember whether you said the 19th or the 17th.
Oh, okay. And it was at Lineker, wasn't it? So let me have a look at the dates I've got there and see. It was the 17th.
17th.
Yes, Monday the 17th in the afternoon. All right.
Okay. So, all right, cool.
So that's wonderful. So what I will do is I will, well, first of all, I'll email, before I book it all in, I'll email you your quote, all right, and
yes,
and have a read over it, and if you've got any questions, give me a buzz back, but I've got you penciled in there. So what the way we sort of work is we just take a deposit from you. It's all specified in the quote. First of all, you just bring me and say, yeah, I've read the quote, I'm happy with that, and you just need to sign the front page and email it back to me.
Okay.
And then once I've got that quote acceptance from you, I will send you an invoice for Mr. Ross's fee and a letter saying that we're sort of confirming your surgery for that date and...
Yep.
With all the consent form and all those sorts of things. And then when you receive that, you just need to send me a deposit, which is $1,000 plus GST, so $1,100. And then it's confirmed and it's locked in. And then what we also need to do is get you back for a pre-op consult just beforehand, okay?
Yes, yep, sure.
Because it's important that you have the two consults, so we can do it either... just before your surgery, or we can just do it in, you know, a couple of weeks' time. You can.
I don't mind if you want to do it as earlier as possible. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm free this month. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and that might be easier for us too because he's away. Well, he's not back until the 10th of November, so that sort of cuts it quite fine. Before you start.
Okay.
So we might do your pre-op then. But let me send you a quote first, all right?
Okay. I also need to make an appointment to see a doctor.
Referral as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really important too. Okay.
I'll do that. I'll make the appointment today.
All right, excellent. Oh, that's good. And then, look, you can relax and enjoy your time with your mum when she comes over and you're not worried about
Garments. Because what I want to do is I really want to wear that band for the whole time.
Yeah.
And, if you know, mum will be a bit conscious of it. I know what mum will be like.
No,
it's from that generation.
Right. And, look, you've got to make it work with your life and what you're doing and that. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
And it's sort of a good time because you'll be healed well and truly for Christmas and, you know, all of that. I don't know if you're going back to New Zealand for Christmas.
Yes, we will be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my twin sister might come over next year and have something done as well.
Oh, really?
And another girlfriend of mine.
You're not identical twins?
No, we're paternal. We don't look... anything alike. She's brunette.
Yeah.
I'm more like my twin brother. I've got more like my twin brothers, but she is quite different to all of us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so your mother had two sets of twins?
Yes, 11 months apart.
Oh, my goodness. She must have been exhausted.
Yeah, so for 1 month of the year, we're all the same age.
Because I know somebody who had, well, their first baby was just a singleton. Then she had twins. And then when she got pregnant again, she had triplets.
Oh, no
can
way.
Can you imagine?
Well, wow. Yeah, well, mum apparently had triplets the first time, the boys, but she lost one.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So for $2 definitely hereditary anyway.
Yeah, well it is. Yeah, so I mean you obviously haven't had twins, have you?
No, we just had one, Ava.
It takes such a toll having twins. I mean, it would be lovely but chaotic.
Yes,
definitely. I'm sure.
I'll wait for your email.
I'll get that to you. Yeah, this morning. So I'm meant to be going down to our satellite office this afternoon.
Yeah, there's no rush because I've got a shootout this morning anyway. So
okay,
it's fine. Even over the weekend, it's fine.
All right. So look, if I don't get it to you this afternoon, it will be
next week.
It'll be, and I sent you a copy of if you did have a GP, David, normally writes a letter. You know, he usually writes a letter to them. You know, after the consultation.
Oh, okay.
But he just did yours as a consult note. So it's as if he was writing a letter, and it's sort of way he documents the what's been discussed in the consultation. And I've emailed that to you, so you should have your email.
I haven't received it.
Oh, you haven't received it? Okay.
No, I just checked my email.
All right. Let me check to make sure that's gone off. All right. Let me... I'm just going to write down that date, 17th of November, so I've gone out of that. Okay, that's strange. So let me see. Because it should just go automatically, but maybe I haven't got your email in there correctly, so I just want to double-check all of that.
I can read it out to you again, if you like.
Yeah, so Vicky, all right. So, I've got Vicky, VickyJB60@gmail.com.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, let me... I'll go down to the letter. Here it is. Okay. All right. So it says... Yeah, it says sent via email to Vicky Bush yesterday last night. It went off at 8 o'clock.
Okay, I'll have another look.
Yeah, have a little look, and I can. I wonder if it went to your junk.
It might have gone into the junk mail or scam or something. Oh, the junk mail. I'll have a look.
And it'll be password protected, so you have to put your birth date in to open it and read it. Okay.
Okay.
Because
lovely.
This, your quote will come the same way, actually.
Okay.
All right.
So, birth date. Yeah,
your birth date. And I don't think you need, because this is a new system, I don't think you need any dots or slashes between the numbers. You just put the numbers in. So,
great.
All right. Let me know if you have any problems, because that quote will come the same way, okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Lovely.
All right. Did you have a look at down Church Street yesterday after the...
Just a little look. I had to get back, so I'll have another look when I come back again.
And did you catch the train back? How did you get
back? I did. I had to ask a man how to get onto the platform and get it in the back.
That's all right.
So I didn't go far enough down the platform. So.
Oh, okay.
But it was great.
It's actually quite easy.
Yeah. It was less stressful than anything else.
Because driving around the city, I don't know if you've got a car here yet, but driving around the city is a bit, they've got like terrible turns and things, which, scare the bejesus out of all of us. It's a bit tricky,
it's scary.
If there's anything you're worried about or you've got questions about, just call me, Vicky. And and then if there's anything you need to know about Melbourne,
okay, thank you. Lovely, okay. Thanks so much.
All right, okay. Take care. All right, we'll speak again soon. Cheers. Okay,
all right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.